T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
Remember, President Obama, you need magic to bring back manufacturing jobs. You need a magic wand, remember? Not going to happen. Well, so far we brought back 600,000 manufacturing jobs.
Thank you, President Trump, for pointing that out last night, giving a little speech up in Pennsylvania. Surprised Joe Biden didn't show up. He's a Pennsylvania guy, isn't he?
Yep.
Scranton.
Yep.
He's a rough and tumble guy from Scranton, when he can remember it. Oh, boy. It's Wednesday, right? I'm losing track of my days this week. Yesterday was a long day. Can I just tell you that?
It is Wednesday.
Moved the kid back to school yesterday.
How'd that go?
You know, it wasn't too bad.
That's good.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Hauled a U-Haul trailer down to Columbia and dropped him off. Got him all set up.
Mm-hmm.
Had to do it in shifts, right? Because I have to work early in the morning, so I couldn't be down there till 10 o'clock last night. So my wife stayed, drove separately and helped to get him, caught up on groceries
and all that
good stuff. So it's good.
Good.
It was all good. And yesterday I told you the story about the fish, right?
Yes.
So,
what happened with the fish?
Yeah, so I've got this, if you missed the story, I've got this sailfish that I got mounted because I caught it off the coast of Cancun. What?
You actually kind of downplayed the size of the fish, I think, during the story yesterday. When I saw a picture of the fish, it's not what I envisioned.
No, it was huge and really cool looking. I'm like,
it's a sailfish.
That's a cool fish.
Can we mark the tape? Because I want to record, I want to save that and send it to my wife.
Yeah, you think it's a really, cool fish? I don't want it hanging in my living room.
I would not hang it in my house. But
it's really cool. I think it's a great basement fish.
Mm-hmm, basement, man cave.
So I caught the fish and I paid way more than I should have to get it mounted because they catch you at a weak moment when you're amped up, you're excited, you just fought this creature, you got it into the boat. They're like, hey, these aren't good to eat. So if you don't want to mount it, we're going to cut the line and throw it back. And I'm like, I may never catch one of these again. It's a sailfish. How much is it going to cost me? Oh, you pay $200 down today and you'll pay the rest when they deliver it. I'm like, sold.
Chump change.
So I did it, right? So I finally get this fish like 6 months later because there was a hurricane and that delayed the shipment and it just took forever. And it's been pretty much banished to my basement since then because my wife didn't. I wanted to hang it over the fireplace, but I lost that argument. And it would have barely fit anyway because it's big.
It's like
65 inches long.
Yeah.
So my son gets the bright idea that he wants to have this thing at college. And I'm like, well, it's going to get abused. It's going to get taken down off the wall. I know it's not going to come back in the same condition I sent it in. And we talked about it yesterday and we took a little vote and I was against the idea and Arps was against the idea and you two were for the idea.
Yeah.
My wife was for the idea because she sees it as an opportunity to get it out of the house
and hope it never
hopes
returns.
That it never comes back.
Mm-hmm.
But you've seen the picture.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful fish.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
That's mostly
a basement
plastic,
or a college dorm.
Still.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Mm-hmm. And it's going to now have a very exciting time. Other than the day it was caught, it is now going to lead a more exciting existence.
Its life has just gotten an upgrade. I don't know what its hopes and dreams were, but it's going to see some things. If that fish could talk. Huh?
Oh, the stories it will tell.
Did you help him put it up?
Mounted it for them when we got down there.
Awesome.
Yeah, just I hung it up on the wall. So I knew that it was hung properly, right?
Did you make it so they can't get it down?
No, that's not how it works.
Did you shed a tear over your fish? You're like, bye, Brad. Good to see you. See you in a while. You're fine. And then that fish, you're like, I'm going to miss you so much.
I couldn't believe how stinking excited they were about it.
That's good. See, it was easier to let it go because you've brought joy to your son's life.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know what'll be hanging on it the next time I go down there, but we'll see shortly.
It should be the adventures of the fish. They need to name it and then start taking pictures of, you know.
I can see it in little sunglasses to start.
Yeah, and just start sending them to
you
taunt.
You think they're going to, they're going to dress it up with something.
I would.
All right. It'll probably have a name, too, by the time I get back
down there.
I hope
it likes beer.
I've never named my fish. You think?
I hope it does. I hope it likes beer.
Well, if it didn't like beer before, it's going to like it now. That's for sure. Actually, I wasn't joking. It's mostly plastic. I didn't realize that until I got it back, right? But you see all these fish, these little bass people have mounted, and it looks like, at least some of it looks like the real skin. Not on this thing. It basically, the snout all is fake. All that's real.
Okay.
Apparently.
So you basically could have not caught this and just bought it.
And I could have just bought the darn thing at a garage sale and it would have looked the same. And that's it.
Well, hey, you can still tell the story that you caught it.
Exactly. It was fun. It was fun. Hey, coming up a little later, Justin Hill, state representative, is part of a national governmental organization. And he got to go down to the Texas border. He got to fly along the border in a helicopter. He got to visit some of these concentration camps that AOC calls them. He got to get on a boat and go up and down the Rio Grande and look at what the Border Patrol is doing down there. And he's going to call in the 7 o'clock hour and give us a full update on what he saw. So I got all that coming up for you a little later this morning. Stacy on the right, Genevieve Wood, Cassie Smedley, Alan West. It's all straight ahead right here on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Unlike those big windmills that destroy everybody's property values, kill all the birds. Someday the environmentalists are going to tell us what's going on with that. And then all of a sudden it stops. The wind and the televisions go off. And your wives and husbands say, darling, I want to watch Donald Trump on television tonight. But the wind stopped blowing and I can't watch. There's no electricity in the house, darling.
Oh, boy. He has a confidence problem.
Yeah, no kidding.
I just love it.
Oh, modesty.
I just love it. I just love the third person thing. It's funny.
Oh, honey.
Oh, honey. I really want to watch Donald Trump tonight, but the wind has stopped blowing. Nancy Pelosi has become quiet, and therefore the wind has stopped blowing, and I can't get my TV powered up.
Oh, boy, that's funny.
Yes, it is. The president was having a little bit of fun with him last night on climate change legislation, the Green New Deal, where we'd all go back to riding horses to work every day. That would take a while. Well, it'd take care of some of that urban sprawl, wouldn't it?
I get up early enough. I cannot take a horse to work.
I'm going to need you to move the 97.1 transmitter and studio out to Wildwood, please. I'm going to live out there. We're all going to get saddle sores. Let's talk about Fredo for a minute, or Fredo, or however the hell you say it. I don't know. We heard Chris Arps in here yesterday, who I learned something new, owns the box set of The Godfather. I had no idea there was a box set of The Godfather.
Sure.
I watched The Godfather.
That's a classic.
It was so long ago. I mean, it's not one of those movies I've watched over and over and over again. I watched it once many years ago. I don't even remember this Fredo character.
I don't think I've
seen
the movie.
I've only seen it a couple of times. Yeah. But
if I've seen the whole thing, I don't really remember it.
I had to watch it in a film class, so I was in class. I wasn't paying great attention. And then I watched it one other time. But it's a good movie, and a lot of people are like obsessed with The Godfather. Culturally, it's a huge deal.
No. I know.
The box set doesn't surprise me.
And if you tell me that again, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. I know the movie lines. I know the movie lines from it. I just don't, that character, because he was the ne'er-do-well brother, just never stood out to me. I've retweeted this morning. You've got to go look at this. The president retweeted a video that somebody made with the audio from the movie with Chris Cuomo's face planted over Fredo and Donald Trump's face planted over his brother.
Not like everybody says, like dumb, I'm smart, and I want respect.
And then Trump's just staring at him. It's just, it's savage. I mean, it's the fact that Trump put this on Facebook page is just savage.
They pounce. They've got a, there's a shirt over there they're selling on the Trump campaign website with, well, Chris Cuomo's face too.
You know, has it said Frodo? Fredo?
Not,
Fredo.
It's in Frodo from.
It's not Frodo. It's
no,
Fredo.
No, it's not.
Right? Alfredo.
That's a different movie.
Was that, is that a different guy? Alfredo?
No.
Oh, that's a sauce.
Pasta.
I'm
pasta.
Sorry. So,
Frodo's a hobbit, and Fredo is
right,
the word
hobbit.
You're looking for.
Was he a bad hobbit?
No.
No.
Frodo is a good hobbit.
Okay, good. You don't want any bad hobbits. But Cuomo apparently has a bad habit of referring to himself as Fredo in a radio interview a few years ago. Go to cut number 10.
There's a group of people, of politicos, who always hint that they might run but don't necessarily plunge all the way. And they are members of La Cuomo Nostra.
So who am I then, Fredo?
Yes.
So that's a guy named Curtis Sliwa. Remember him? He was one of the... Guardian angels or whatever. He used to walk the streets of New York and protect people from all of the criminals, the muggings and all that stuff. He has Chris Cuomo on. He makes some reference to Cuomo's family because, of course, his father, Mario, not only ran for president at some point, but he was the governor of New York, as his brother is now. And he referred to them as some sort of a crime syndicate family, the Cuomo Nuestro or whatever he called them. And Chris Cuomo refers to himself as Fredo. He knows who it is. So it's okay for him to refer to himself that way, but you know,
yes,
maybe the guy
that's typically
that
how that goes.
Said that to him, heard that radio interview and saw him, said, "Hey Fredo, you can't call me Fredo, I'll throw you down the steps." I mean, what an overreaction. We were talking
maybe
about
just
this.
Caught him on a bad day.
Well, we were talking about this yesterday.
I still think there might have been some booze involved.
I'm guessing so too.
There's no way that I could get away with that. There is no way that most normal organizations these days, media organizations, would allow their on-air talent, no matter how rude somebody was to you when you walked up, to curse at them like that in public and threaten to throw them down
the
steps.
Yes.
And F them up, I think, is one quote from Fredo Cuomo yesterday.
Oh,
so that was his... That was it. I mean, that was his threat. He threatened to whip this guy's butt. I didn't hear any verbal threat to Cuomo other than the nickname, which he clearly didn't like. And Donald Trump just savaged him this morning by retweeting this. I put it up on the Facebook page. Go check it out, The Mark Cox Show on Facebook, and you can see it for yourself. Let's hear what Colonel Alan West has to say about all of this. He's finally committed to running for a new position, and he'll unveil that to us as well. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to get to my guest. He is Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Love having him back on here again. He's the author of Hold Texas, Hold the Nation, and you can follow him at Alan West on Twitter. Colonel West, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you again, Mark.
It's great to have you on here, sir. I always appreciate that. And I know that down in the great state of Texas, they're pretty much on the front lines of this immigration crisis. And that seems to be dominating the headlines this morning.
Well, it is. But you brought up a great point. You just wish people would enforce the laws that are on our books. And you wish that, you know, you had people that will let the American people know that we're just doing what, you know, we're supposed to do by our rule of law. And let's think about this. If you look at Mexico's laws as far as people coming into Mexico, this is the exact same thing. You have to be able to sustain yourself. You have to show that you have a job. You cannot come in and just be, you know, dependent upon the government. If you look at so many people on the left say that we need to be more like Europe, well, even Angela Merkel says that anyone coming into Germany, they must speak German. Can you imagine if Donald Trump were to say that you must speak English if you were coming into the United States of America? So, again, you have the left completely chasing their tails, but they should just understand that we're just upholding our own law.
Yeah, you know, Ken Cuccinelli, who is the acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, you know, pointed out that this this does is put into effect rules we already had in place. And you brought up Mexico. I'm going to bring up Canada. Canada has done this forever. You can't just immigrate to Canada. You have to prove to the Canadian government that you have the ability to support yourself when you get there. And they can't even offer you a job in Canada unless they've made sure that there's not a Canadian who would rather have that job.
Yeah, absolutely right. And so all of these Hollywood actors and everyone that said they were going to leave America and go to Canada, maybe they could go to Canada because of exactly that law. They could not show that they would be able to, you know, sustain themselves there. But again, you know, what President Trump is doing is right by the American people. And again, he is standing up for our rule of law. And I just can't understand, Mark, when I see these people saying that they're running to be president of the United States of America, but then they want open borders. They want anyone to come here as they wish, and then they want the government to fully take care of them. You know, the indignation that people are showing about the raid that happened down in Mississippi. Well, if you are an adult and you violate a law, guess what happens? You're going to be sent off to jail or to prison. And every day that happens in the United States of America, that some man or some woman that has broken law, if they have children, they're separated away from their children. So, again, I think from the left, there's as much to do about nothing. They're trying to use it as a political talking point, but it's falling on deaf ears for most of America,
I believe. You know, Stephen Miller, one of the advisors to the president, got into it famously with Jim Acosta over the plaque on the Statue of Liberty when Acosta said, should we just throw that plaque away? And Stephen Miller's like, no. Let me give you a little history lesson here. But the poem you're referring to was added to the statue later. It's not actually part of the Statue of Liberty. And, of course, the media never learns their lesson. They bring up the same thing to Ken Cuccinelli again yesterday. Go to cut 22, please.
This rule will cover, for USCIS, almost 400,000 people a year whose applications to become legal permanent residents will include a meaningful analysis of whether they're likely to become a public charge or not. I do not think by any means we're ready to take anything off the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, so it's got really nothing to do with the give us your poor, your huddled masses thing. You know, when a lot of people came through Ellis Island, they were given a medical checkup and a pat on the back, and they had to go earn a living. It's not like that anymore.
Yeah, and there were some that, you know, if they did not pass this medical screening or whatever, they weren't allowed entry into the United States of America. But now you look at what's happened with our Border Patrol agents and the type of diseases that they are being exposed to. This should be a big concern. And then, of course, these individuals are released into the United States of America without having the proper medical treatment, what have you, because of the insidious asylum laws that we have. But again, we had people that came here to the United States of America. I have a lot of dear friends, you know, and my first tour of duty was in Italy. And every now and then I try to practice my Italian with them. And you know what they'll tell me? You know, our parents, our grandparents said that, no, you're going to learn English because we're here in America and we're Americans. And people came here to work hard. And you go back and you can study all of the Europeans that immigrated in here. They did not come here to be part of a welfare nanny state, a dependency society. They came here to be part of an opportunity society.
Yeah, it's a great point. We're talking to Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, our guest this morning. You know, Colonel West, we had you on, a month or two ago, and you were getting ready to make a pretty big announcement. What's the latest on that?
Well, you know, back on July the 3rd, we announced that we would explore the opportunity to be the next chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, and I felt that July the 3rd was appropriate because July the 4th of 1867 is the founding day of the Republican Party of Texas, which is, you know, our Independence Day. But the interesting thing, Mark, is that the Republican Party of Texas was founded by 150 blacks. And if you wanted to do your history, the Democrat Party was established in the Ku Klux Klan at the same time. But this week we will move forward and we will officially make the announcement that we will run for the chairmanship of the Republican Party of Texas, because the ideological battle for America is right here in the Lone Star State. It's not in Washington, D.C. It's right here. And the Democrats, if you've been reading some of the articles, they really think that they have momentum behind them to flip Texas.
Yeah, well, to hear Beto O'Rourke tell it, I mean, of course, he's getting 1% in all the polls right now for the Democrats, but he certainly thinks that his home state is ground zero, and I'm glad that you recognize that, and we need good people in the fight down there.
Absolutely, and we refer to him as Bob down here. That's his real nickname, you know, this made-up Hispanic nickname. But, you know, he was on the debate stage a couple of weeks ago, and he said that he could put Texas in play. And, you know, again, we've had four retirements from Congress, and the Democrats are calling this a Texodus. And so they really believe that they have an opportunity here, and I think not. I think that we have a greater opportunity to reestablish true constitutional conservatism here in the Lone Star State.
Colonel West, are you still on the board of the NRA?
Yes, I am, and I'm not going to leave the board of the NRA. I know the problems that we're having. I spoke out about those problems going back in May, asking for Rain LaPierre to step down. And I've been kicked off of my committees. I've been my vice chairmanship of the committee has been taken away, but that's fine. I know that I'm standing on the side of what's right, and of course everyone is concerned about this latest revelation about NRA money being used to try to get Wayne LaPierre a $6 million mansion here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Yeah, I did see that. You know, it's a great thing about our mainstream media in this country. They never let you down. They all are rooting for the demise of the NRA. There's a headline out this morning that a fourth board member has now stepped down from the NRA, which would seem like a big deal if they only had five people. But isn't the board like 70-some people?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. You know, when I told people, 76 members of the NRA board, and there's already been someone announced to replace Julie Golub.
Yes.
Is the individual, former soldier, one of the great marksmen in the United States of America, sharpshooter. And so it will continue on. But the thing is this, we have an opportunity to reform and improve the NRA because we need it right now. When you hear all this talk about banning weapons and red flag laws, which is totally unconstitutional. It violates the Second and the Fourth Amendment. And I would tell you, Mark, look up a 61-year-old gentleman by the name of Gary Willis, who was killed last November 2018 in Maryland because of red flag laws. When the police showed up at his home of residence at 5:17 in the morning. Now, why would that happen? That's what happens with these unconstitutional laws that Maryland accepted and implemented last year. That's why I'm totally against red flag laws.
Well, you know, it's the road to good intentions. We know the road to hell is paved with good intentions, as we've heard so many times. It sounds like
the FISA court.
Yeah. It's true. It sounds like a great idea until you start digging into it and you realize that who's making these decisions? And the question I always ask to the folks on the left is, which one of your rights do you want just temporarily suspended? Is it your free speech rights? Is it, you know, your right to personal property? What is it you want a single judge to be able to temporarily suspend for you tomorrow? And when it hits home, when it's a right that they're passionate about or seem to care about, then the shoe's on the other foot. That's completely different, they'll tell you. But it's not.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the thing that we see with the left now, Mark, is that their ideological agenda becomes a right. And all of the constitutional rights, all of our, you know, Bill of Rights, that means nothing to them. And I think that's the big challenge. And we need to articulate that. As long as it's something that is acceptable to the progressive socialist left, it's a right. You have a right to free health care. You have a right to free college. You don't have a right to the freedom of religion or free speech. It's acceptable speech or it's a freedom to worship, but they're going to, you know, restrain that. And you certainly don't have a right to keep and bear arms because it says that shall not be infringed. But look at what they try to do.
Yeah, you know, I want to play this soundbite this weekend with Kirsten Gillibrand, who, of course, wants to be the Democratic nominee for president. She was in Iowa. She went to some forum on gun sense, it was called, with the Moms Demand Action people. And this is part of what she said. Listen.
If every one of you spends the next 4 weeks speaking out, using social media to be heard, tweeting at Mitch McConnell, saying, Mitch, call the vote. Mitch, call the vote. He could call us back into Congress today. We could pass universal background checks today. We could ban assault weapons. We could ban large magazines. We could have a federal anti-trafficking law today. So it's your voices that matter. So keep speaking up. Do not be silent. Just keep demanding it. I promise you, your voices matter.
So she spends all this time on stage blasting the NRA, telling people to stand up and fight back. And the NRA absolutely kneecapped her. They put out a tweet that said, oh, by the way, Kristen Gillibrand, did you forget about that love letter you wrote to us? And they Chris Cox released a copy of a letter she sent him when she was in Congress in 2008. She sounds like a Republican in this letter when she talks about she completely supports Heller. She completely supports the individual right. She would never support banning certain firearms for cosmetic reasons. She would never support banning magazines because of an arbitrary number of cartridges, as she referred to them. I mean, it's unbelievable to read this and to hear the garbage that she's spewing now just because she wants to attract a progressive left vote in this country.
Well, you're absolutely right. And remember what Rahm Emanuel said, it's the mantra of the progressive left, never let a good crisis go to waste. And so that's exactly what she's trying to do. When she was running to be a senator from New York, she had to get that vote from upstate New York, and therefore she tried to sound like a sensible person instead of some whack job out of Manhattan. But now she wants to join the whack jobs, and so she will use their rhetoric. So it is the hypocrisy of the left, Mark, and it's so easy. You do this every day. You can poke holes in them like Swiss cheese.
Yes. Listen, Lieutenant Colonel West, we appreciate your time. Looking forward to you being at the helm of the party down there in Texas. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks,
you bet.
Thank you very much, Mark. All the best.
Hey, welcome back. If you're trying to come in 44 from the West this morning, just be warned that down around Shrewsbury, there's still some activity, I'm guessing, that could slow you down.
Yes.
It's part of a car chase, as you reported a few minutes ago,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
All clear? It's not cleared yet.
Oh, no.
No. So
no.
We got a mess down
there. Yeah,
there was an. So wait a minute. Sue's telling us something.
Police chase with an accident there. And
yeah,
they just, a big backup.
just cleared it.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Good.
And I only know that because I'm looking at the camera and watching them do it. So
the real-time traffic.
Yes. Yes,
so. Real-time traffic with Sue
Man,
Thomas.
Man, that was exciting this morning.
I have to tell you, Susan.
Not in a good way.
Right.
It's one way to put it.
I have to tell you, Susan, I have been preaching about this Waze thing to everybody who will listen
yeah,
to me.
They all awesome. Like, good.
They're all like, a couple of them have been, where the hell have you been? I've had this thing for 5 years, yeah. And I'm like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. This is fantastic. check it out if you haven't joined it, and you can help update traffic with Sue in there. How about that? You can become a Wazer.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.